Good morning and welcome to the Mountain View Baptist Church radio program. This is Pastor Kevin J. Norton inviting you and your family to any of our services beginning on Sunday morning at 10 a.m. for Sunday school, our morning worship service at 10:45, and then Sunday night at 6 p.m. We also have a midweek prayer service on Wednesday night at 7 p.m. Our program can be seen on the local TV station, Channel 6, at 8 p.m. on the second and fourth Thursday night. We're just an old-fashioned, Bible-believing Baptist church where Jesus is Lord. Come be with us. Until then, may the Lord richly bless you, is our prayer.
There's a land that is fairer than day, and by faith we can see it afar. For the Father waits over the way to prepare us a dwelling place there in the sweet by and by.
And when the wheel
All right, John chapter number 15 this morning. Begin reading in verses number 9. The Bible said, "As the Father has loved me, so have I loved you. Continue ye in my love. If you could keep my commandments, you should abide in my love, even as I have kept my Father's commandments and abide in his love. These things have I spoken unto you, that my joy might remain in you, that your joy might be full. This is my commandment, that you love one another as I have loved you. Greater love has no man than this, that a man lay down his life for his friends. You are my friends if you do whatsoever I command you. Henceforth I call you not servants, for the servant knoweth not what his Lord doeth. But I have called you friends. All things that I have heard of my Father I have made known unto you. You have not chosen me, but I have chosen you, and ordained you that you should go and bring forth fruit, that your fruit should remain. And that whatsoever you shall ask of the Father in my name, he may give it you. These things I command you, that you love one another." Our Heavenly Father, now God, as we come before you this morning, such a wonderful and beautiful day, Father, I thank you, Lord, for the privilege, Lord, to go to your house and to honor you this morning, God. Thank you for your word that you preserved unto every generation, we might look into and find the depths of its truth this morning, God, that we might draw from its strengths this morning, God, that we might be led by its light. And dear Lord, I do pray this morning, God, that your word might go forth and accomplish where you send it today. God, I pray that wherever your people are gathered together, you'd be in the midst this morning, God. I pray you'd anoint your men, Lord, from fire, from on above this morning, God. Lord, that you give them the holy unction this morning, God, to stand and proclaim the truths of thy word. I pray that someone might come to saving knowledge of Christ this morning, God. And Lord, that your people might be strengthened in these last days. And Lord, I thank you this morning for all the needs you supplied, the blessings you bestowed, and God, the goodness we've enjoyed at your hands this week. I want to thank you for all that you've done for me, and for us in Jesus' name we pray. Amen this morning, and amen. Now then, the Bible said this morning, here in verse number 13, also in verse 14, and in verse number 15, "Greater love has no man than this, and a man would lay down his life for his friends." He said, "You are my friends if you do whatsoever I command you." And he said in verse 15, "I have called you my friends." And I want to preach on that thought this morning concerning Jesus said friend. Amen. In fact, he uses that word three times in the passage I read this morning to describe our relationship with him and with one another this morning. Dear friend, I'm glad that he is a friend this morning. In fact, there is not a person in this world whom the Lord Jesus Christ has not been a friend to. We sing the song oftentimes, "What a friend we have in Jesus." And there's not a friend like the lowly Jesus that we have this morning. The Bible said three times that Abraham was called the friend of God. And the Bible said of Moses that God spake to him face to face as a friend speaketh to his friend. And I'm glad here that the Lord Jesus said, "I've called you my friends." I'm glad I'm on the inner circle this morning. Dear friend, the friendship of the Lord Jesus Christ. Dear friend, now you can get on the outside. Dear friend, James said in James 4:4, that a friend of the world is an enemy with God. Dear friend, you cannot be a friend of the world and be a friend of God at the same time. You've got to choose one or the other. Dear friend, I thought about this morning that word friend. Dear friend, you'll find the precepts of friendship this morning. Let us understand what it consists of, the strengths that we can draw from it. Dear friend, friend is more than just saying that you're my friend this morning. It is a continual relationship this morning. Some nine times in the passage that I read to you, Jesus mentions the word love. Amen. I believe friendship, dear friend, has to consist of love, dear friend, above all things. Proverbs 17 verse 16 said, "A friend loveth at all times. And Proverbs 27 verse 10 said, dear friend, not to forsake your friends. You cannot be just a fair weather friend. You cannot be a friend just when things are looking up. But you must be a friend when the chips are down. Love must continue in a friendship. But I also find in verse 14 it is conditional. Jesus said, you're my friends if you keep my commandments. That's on his part. Dear friend, this morning, if we're going to be called the friend of the Lord, then we must keep his commandments. He said, why should you call me your Lord if you do not those things which I command you to do? Dear friend, it is, dear friend, on his part this morning, a conditional friendship this morning. On our part, the Bible said in Proverbs 18:24, that if you want friends, that you must first show yourself to be friendly. Amen. And then also I find it's a sacrificial relationship. In verse 13, he said, no greater love has any man than this, that a man would lay down his life for his friend. Amen. Dear friend, I think somebody's worthy of your friendship. You ought to be willing to lay down your life for them. There's not many friends in this life that we can call a true friend. Dear friend, they're far and few in between. I tell you, somebody that loves you enough that they're willing to lay down their life, they're willing to drop their guard. Dear friend, they're willing to trust you with their, dear friend, most intimate secrets this morning. It is a sacrificial relationship this morning. Job 42, verse number 7, the Bible said Job prayed for his friends. If there's anybody that we ought to go to the altar for, if there's anybody that we ought to step out of bed and get on our knees for, if there's anybody we ought to intercede for, it ought to be our friends that we bear their burdens before God. Amen. Dear friend, the Bible said this morning in Mark 5, verse 19, Jesus told Legion, said, go home and tell thy friends what good things the Lord has done for you. If there's anybody in our life that we want to go to heaven with, that we ought to be a witness to, it ought to be our friends. Amen. If there's anybody I want to stroll over heaven with, it's my family and my friends. Dear friend, this morning it is a sacrificial relationship this morning. But not only the precepts of friendship, I also think about the perks. Dear friend, there are some benefits to having friends. Amen. I'm not talking about using them and abusing them. I'm talking about the value of a true friendship. Amen. Proverbs 27 verse 6, I said, faithful are the wounds of a friend. Amen. You know, dear friend, you can take, dear friend, what a friend gives you. Dear friend, sometimes he has to take you down a notch or two and to get you off your high horse. We call it constructive criticism. If a stranger did it, you might get defensive. Dear friend, but you know your friends will tell you the truth because they love you and they only want what's best for you. And Proverbs 27 verse 17, I said, as iron sharpeneth iron, so does a friend sharpen our countenance. If there's anybody that ought to put a smile on our face, anybody that ought to strengthen us, anybody that ought to encourage us, it ought to be our friends this morning. Proverbs 27 verse 9, dear friend, said there's sweetness in the hearty counsel of a friend. Amen. Dear friend, this morning, I mean, there's some perks this morning. Job chapter 6 verse 14, I said that my friends ought to show pity. If there's anybody that ought to have, I find sympathy with, if there's anybody that ought to care what we're going through, if there's anybody this morning that ought to sympathize with us, it ought to be our friends this morning. And then in Luke 15, three times, those three parables, the Bible talked about a shepherd
that lost a sheep, when he found it, he called together his friends and rejoiced with him. It talked about a woman that lost a coin, and when she found it, she called together her friends and her neighbors, and they rejoiced together. I talked about a father that lost a son, but when he came home, they called together his friends, and they rejoiced together. Dear friend, this morning, a friend, there are some benefits. There are some perks to having friends. We can rejoice with them this morning. But there's also problems in friendships. There's always difficulties this morning, because there's some people that just don't comprehend the concepts of friendship. Man, friends can also be discouraging. I think about Job this morning. He said, my friends are a bunch of miserable comforters. Amen. In Job chapter 6 verse 27, he said, my own friends have digged a pit to put me in. Amen. Job 16 verse 20, he said, my friends have scorned me. In Job 19 14, he said, my friends have forsaken me. And in Job 19 19, he said, my friends have turned against me. And nothing hurts any worse in this world as for a friend, dear friend, to turn against you. Friends can also be depraving this morning. They can cause trouble in your life. I think about Amnon. David's son had a friend. The Bible said had a friend, and he talked him into lying with his sister. Amen. And got him in trouble, cost him his life. I think about Haman in the book of Esther, that hated Mordecai so much, and when he got together with his friends, they said, why don't you build some gallows and hang old Mordecai from those gallows? But you know the story and how it ended up. When Esther went to the king and revealed who Haman was and what he'd done, that they hang him on the own gallows that his friends had told him to build. Dear friend, your friends will not lead you to fail. Your friends will not lead you to fall. Amen. You say, oh, preacher, if I get in jail, if I get on skid row, I've got some friends that'll get right down there with me. I'll tell you, you need some new friends. A friend is not one that'll get in the mire with you. A friend's the one that'll reach down and lift you up out of the mire. Amen. Friends can be deceitful. Dear friend, the Bible said, dear friend, that confidence in an unfaithful man is like a broken tooth and a foot out of joint. Brother, it hurts. David said in Psalm 49 verse, or 41 verse 9, that my own familiar friends that ate bread at my table have lifted up their heel against me. The Lord, in Zechariah 13 verse 6, they said, where did you get those wounds? And he said, I got them in the house of a friend. Amen. Nothing hurts worse than a friend to betray you this morning. Amen. I think about the pretense of friendship this morning. Not all friends are true. Some are two-faced. Some are hypocritical. Some are just leeches this morning. Proverbs 14 verses 20 said, the rich have many friends. And Proverbs 19 verse 4 said, the wealth maketh many friends. Amen. But you can't buy friendship. Dear friend, this morning, dear friend, I'm telling you, Proverbs 19 said, dear friend, entreat the favor of the prince, for every man is a friend unto him. Yeah, they're a friend of the prince, because he can do things for them, and what they can get out of him. Dear friend, this morning, you're not be a friend, dear friend, just to use and abuse. Dear friend, there are some pretenses in friendship. Dear friend, this morning, the Bible talks about he that soweth discord among the brethren. In Proverbs 16 verse 28, I said, a whisper separateth chief friends. It's a shame nowadays that a lot of folks can't have more than one friend at a time. Amen. When they're with one, they put down the other. And when they're with the other, they put down the one. I'm telling you this morning, morning. Your friendship ought to be with love, different, and understanding and compassion. Think about the perfection of love. Dear friend, verse number 16. Dear friend, it is a permissive love. Jesus said, you've not chosen me, but I have chosen you. He's the one that instigated that friendship. He's the one that ensues that friendship. He's the one that desires to be your friend. Every day that you get up, he wants to walk with you. He wants to be your friend. Every day he wants to talk to you and encourage you. It is a personal relationship. Proverbs 18:24. I said there's a friend that sticks closer than a brother. Amen. The Bible said mother and father may forsake, but he said, I'll never forsake you and I'll never leave you. Amen. Your own family. Dear friend, this morning, the Lord Jesus Christ and his friendship goes beyond the bonds of flesh and blood. It's precious this morning in Song of Solomon, chapter 5, verse 16. Solomon said, this is my beloved and my friend who is altogether lovely. There is no sweeter fellowship, dear friend, than the friendship with the Lord. There is no relationship that's more sacred, and no friendship this morning, dear friend, without him. Six times I want us to look this morning throughout the Word of God that Jesus said friend. Amen. And it tells us what kind of friend that he is unto you and I this morning. In Matthew chapter 11, verse 19, the Bible said that he's a friend to the publicans and the sinners. I'm glad, first of all, this morning that Jesus is a forgiving friend. From the very start of our relationship, he forgives. Amen. In fact, I couldn't have a friendship with him. I couldn't have a relationship with him had he not first forgiven me of all my sins. Amen. I'm glad this morning, dear friend, he doesn't love the sin, but thank God he loves the sinner this morning. Dear friend, and he's a friend that won't hold it against you and won't hold it over your head. He won't extort blackmail from you. Dear friend, this morning he expects us to follow in his example, dear friend, and love one another and forgive one another. Dear friend, I think that ought to be one of the first orders of friendship, is love and forgiveness. Amen. But let me say number two. In John chapter number 11, verse number 11, Jesus said, our friend Lazarus is sick. Amen. I'm glad he's a feeling friend. Dear friend, this morning, I mean, this is one of two people in the Bible that Jesus called his friend. Amen. Dear friend, this morning, I realize that Lazarus was sick and dying and ended up dead. But Jesus done it. I thank God for the glory of the Father. Dear friend, but I sure am glad that Jesus is a friend that can feel. The Bible said that he's not an high priest that cannot be touched with the feeling of our infirmities. Dear friend, but he knows and he understands what we're going through. Your friends may not understand. Your family may not understand. But he knows every tear that falls down your face. He knows every time your heart quivers. He knows every time, dear friend, that you, dear friend, go through a circumstance or a situation. I thank God this morning he's a friend that not only cares, dear friend, but he's concerned. The Bible said he'd make your bed in the time of sickness. Dear friend, I'm glad he's a present help in the time of trouble. I thank God this morning he's full of compassion and mercy. Dear friend, and pities us even as a father does his own children. He is a friend that feels. I thank God this morning. I'm glad he's a friend that's fair. In Matthew chapter 20, verse 13, he gives us the parable of the penny and how that a man went out to hire workers at the beginning of the day, and he hired some more throughout the day and at lunchtime, and he hired some afternoon. And when it come time to pay at the end of the day. He paid them all the same. And some of them began to murmur against him because they worked longer. But he said, friend, I do you no wrong. How can I not do with mine what is mine to do with? I thank God this morning that the Lord don't bless me according to my works. He don't bless me, dear friend, according to my goodness, but I sure am glad he blesses me according to his own grace and his own mercy this morning. Brother, if I only got out of God what I give to God, brother, I'd done shriveled up and blowed away a long time ago. But I sure am glad that every day he opens up the windows of heaven and pours out blessings that cannot be received. I'm glad this morning that he daily loads us with benefits and blessings. I'm glad that he supplies our needs. I'm glad our cup runs over. I'm glad he's not a harsh taskmaster. He's not running a sweatshop or a union house. He's not trying to beat us out. I thank God this morning, friend, that he blesses us in ways that we do not deserve, we're unworthy of, and we never could repay. Oh, hallelujah. I'm glad that he's a friend, dear friend, that's fair with what he has. And dear friend, I'm glad he's a friend that forewarns us. In Luke chapter 12, verse 4, Jesus said, friends, I foretell you whom you shall fear. Not him that can destroy the body and afterwards can do nothing, but rather fear him that can destroy both body and soul in hell. I'm glad he's a friend that don't beat around the bush. I'm glad he's a friend that just don't say what we want to hear this morning. I'm glad he's not a lapdog this morning, but thank God he's not a soothsayer, dear friend, this morning, but he'll stand and tell us the truth. Amen. Dear friend, to warn us. Dear friend, that's what a friend does. Dear friend, they don't care to hurt your feelings if it'll save your heartache. I don't care, friend of mine, to stand against you if you're going the wrong direction and turn you around. Dear friend, and Jesus, dear friend, is a friend unto us. In Matthew chapter 26, when Judas came to the garden, dear friend, Jesus knew his betrayal and Jesus knew the plot behind it. But when he kissed him on the cheek, as he said unto Judas, friend, what doest thou here? I'm telling you this morning, he's a faithful friend to the very end. You'll never have a friend like you got in Jesus. Cling to him, lean upon him, and thank God this morning, love him. Dear friend, may the Lord richly bless you this morning, is our prayer.